All right, let me jump on into the opening monologue, The Right Side Way, and I'll just start off by saying I don't know if you saw it last night, but the sold out Trump rally at Madison Square Garden was an epic event. Yes, it was. Charlene and I were wishing we had been there. Over 25,000 people packed America's arena, with another estimated 70,000 outside in the overflow. The speaker's gallery was just unreal with, you know, Tucker Carlson, Dr. Phil, Hulk Hogan, Vivek Ramaswamy, Elon Musk, and many more. I mean, what a night. And of course, Donald Trump came out after being introduced by First Lady Melania. And as they came out, singer-songwriter Lee Greenwood stood on stage and sang his song, Proud to Be an American. I mean, holy cow. Proud to be American. By the way, everybody knows the chorus, right? And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. That song is going to transcend his lifetime, I'm sure. The whole song really is amazing. An amazing song for an amazing night. But about that song, let's talk about it. Proud to be an American. You see, the chorus, it resonates. I love it when crowds sing it together, but there's a part of that song that I think most people blow right by. It's a part that actually has pretty huge meaning. It's the opening words sung very low and slow. You remember them? If tomorrow all the things are gone I worked for all my life and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. That's a sobering line. I mean, what if everything you knew, trusted, believed, owned, worked for was all gone? What would you do? What if everything you knew and loved had been stripped away? What if everything you believed in was turned on its head? What if everything you ever fought for, stood for, or worked for was just gone? I mean, what would you do? Could you stand up? Could you sustain? Or would you fold? Would you collapse? Would you fall apart? Proverbs 24:10 in the Message translation, that's a Message paraphrase translation, says this. He says, quote, if you fall apart in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. Huh. Well, there's a lot going on in the world today. There's a lot to be concerned about. And if, like Charlene and I, you've always stood on conservative principles, then you've got even more to be concerned about. Work to advance those principles, and you're seeing things happening right now that make you wonder. And you're watching these principles that you believe in, these things, not just debated, but even trashed in the public square. And I believe this election is not just about restoring America. I believe it's also about preserving it. You see, the left despises the fact that you have rights. The left demands that you bend your knee at their whims and agendas and kowtow to their rhetoric. The left cannot abide by the fact that you might have a mind of your own, an actual thought in your head, and that those thoughts might actually be protected by your constitutional rights. You see, Democrats, they don't want you to have rights. They would prefer that you think of things like due process and speech and freedom of assembly and freedom of worship as mere privileges. Democrats would prefer you consider your rights to be afforded to you by the largesse of your government. Democrats don't want you to have rights. They want you to view them as mere privileges, mere opportunities, and an a la carte selection of neat ideas from which they can occasionally dole out to you a special moment. You see, Democrats don't want you to have rights because rights are immutable. But if they can get you to view them as mere privileges, they know then they can take them away. But if anything, though, I would say that last night's capstone event for the Trump campaign at Madison Square Garden, it was proof that there are more of us than there are of them. Let me remind you, you are not alone, and that's important, and you have rights, rights which are bigger than you and yet yours for the taking. And if everything was stripped away, you would still have your rights to pursue the clawing back of whatever you lost. But you have to frame it in your mind correctly. Don't fall for the lie that your rights are anything less than that. Don't let them tell you that you don't matter, that your words don't matter, that your views don't matter. So I once had a survival instructor at Fort Bragg. He was instructing us right before we deployed on how to escape and evade, how to plot our emergency exfil using search and rescue techniques, what to do if we were captured. But then one of the instructors said something that stuck with me more than any of it. He said this. He said, quote, if you haven't already, you better find something bigger than yourself to hold on to, because if you're captured and they strip everything away, you got to have something bigger than you to believe in. Those are true words. In the infamous North Vietnamese prison called the Hanoi Hilton, American servicemen, they were held there for years, often abused and tortured, sometimes left in solitary confinement without contact for years. And several Alabamians there, Alabamian Colonel Leo Thorsness was held there for 3 years. Alabama Senator Jeremiah Denton was held captive there for 8 years. Books have been written about the traits and circumstances that caused some of them to survive that hellhole, but others did not. And one of the keys to maintaining their stability when everything that they knew and loved was stripped away was finding out that they were not alone. One of the highest-ranking U.S. service members held in the Hanoi Hilton for 7 long years was Admiral James Stockdale, for which this thing called the Stockdale Paradox was named. Admiral Stockdale, he coined what he termed pragmatic optimism. That's where you see the facts clearly, you face them head on, but you also hold on to those beliefs, those principles, those values, those faith moments as your means of getting through them. Stockdale actually explained the concept one day in a speech. He said, "You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, which you can never afford to lose," he said, "with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever it might be." Let me explain it this way. What he was saying was keep the faith, know what you believe, but work with what you got. Another example of this, by the way, comes from Scripture in 1 Chronicles 12:32. Israel had many warriors. But how many times, though, did we see the description of battles with the Philistines and other nations that the army of Israel would just simply melt away? In 1 Chronicles, we read about a special group, though, King David's mighty men. I've talked about them before. It's like his special forces, if you will. And in 1 Chronicles 12:32, there was one select group that was called the Sons of Issachar. They were described as men who understood the times and what Israel should do. I mean, they were warriors. Nobody folded. Nobody set unrealistic expectations. Nobody cut off friends and family. Nobody abandoned their principles. But these men, these Sons of Issachar, they recognized their circumstances. They set about to do whatever was necessary within their circumstances. And that's where we are today, my friends. That's why I'm talking about think it through. What would you do if you had everything stripped away? Have you embedded in your mind that you've got actual rights? Are you fully prepared for the idea that you're actually not alone? See, the hand we've been dealt with the last few years has been rough. I mean, Biden, Harris, and liberal progressives in the House and Senate, they've been wreaking havoc with everything that we've had, and now Harris Waltz wants to do even more. You've had Antifa, BLM rioting with impunity. You've had COVID restrictions. You've had 40-year high inflation. You've had January 6 protesters jailed with little due process. You've had transgender ideologies being forced on kids, all of it and more. A constant barrage against the actual sensibilities of hardworking Americans. People, by the way, who have the rights to say no to the madness, but are told that to say no somehow equates them with Hitler and fascism and racism and misogyny, and as if all the conservatives are donning white hoods to burn crosses in people's front yards. But I go back to what I started out with. The question is not whether or not hard times come. The question is what you do with them. If tomorrow all the things were gone you'd worked for all your life, what would you do? Liberal progressives, they don't want you to think that way. They want to afford you a little bit of comfort so that you won't remember that you actually own this place, that you have actual rights. In the end, when history looks back on us, will they say that like too many of the Israelite armies in the Old Testament that we just melted away, that we cowered down? Or will they say, like the Sons of Issachar, that we were the people that recognized our times and what we had to do? So here's the bottom line. You got to grab hold of those principles, that faith, those values, your rights, those things that are bigger than you, those who you surround yourself with, those things worth fighting for. And you teach them to your kids, and you encourage your neighbors, and you stand up at community meetings, and you point out when wrong is called right and right is called wrong. You don't set unrealistic expectations, but you do keep working. And you remember that you have rights, actual rights. And then you go to the polls and you vote. And you put on that full armor, and like Ephesians 6:13 says, and when you have done everything, stand. Yeah, you can do this, folks. I'm telling you. And I believe better days are coming. And oh, by the way, you're not alone. There's more of us than there are them. Bunch of right side ruffians. Y'all get her done. And that's a wrap for the right side way. Yeah, I mean that when I say it. That line to me is probably one of the most important lines in the entire song. If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, could you? Do you know what you stand for? Do you know? If you don't, start laying the groundwork for knowing, because may come a day you got to have something bigger than you to hang on to. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.